You that your testimony is also important to others. Just like Marvin Sapp encouraging us through his testimony, the story that you're going to be writing for our book will encourage others. And tonight we're going to talk about My Jesus is Everything. Last week we talked about how Jesus is everything. He is God's Son. He's the sinner's savior. He's the captures ransom. He is the bread of life. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands in the solitude of himself. My Jesus is everything. And tonight, we are going to give honor, and this show is dedicated to my Jesus and your Jesus, who is everything. Joining me will be Miss Mandy Walker, and we will talk about how sweet Jesus is. Let me read the scripture and beginning. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's coming from John 3:16. Just like it says, Jesus loved us so much he gave his Son, his only Son, to die on the cross for us. Yes, we are almost at the end where it's coming to be Good Friday, where Jesus died on the cross, and Sunday he rose again on Resurrection Day. Miss Mandy,
yes, Mary.
Will you tell them what they did to our Jesus?
Jesus, our Jesus, the one that loves us and the one that showed us how much he loved us, he went to the cross and died for our wrongdoing. Jesus took all this punishment for us. He stood in a gap for us because we had sinned so bad against God that God was mad at us. He didn't want to have nothing to do with us. And Jesus was the way to get us back reconciled with our God. God was through with us. He had turned his back on us. He allowed his only Son, Jesus, the only someone that could come down and take up for the sins that we have done so that God would take us back in his arms again. Oh, that love. That kind of love, you can't find it nowhere but in Jesus. Can you imagine the things that they did to him? First of all, they whipped him all had a rope with all kind of things wrapped around the ends, and if they would hit him, it would just pull flesh from his bones. How painful. Can you imagine how painful that would be? And when they made a crown of thorns and put on his head, because they said, asked him if he was a king. They made a crown of thorns and put on his head, scorched them down into his skin. Oh, how the blood came out and how painful that must have been. Can you imagine just a little hurt of a pin, how painful that is? Well, God did all of this because he loved us so. And he was pierced in his side. He was beaten all night long. He was just so in love with us until he took all this without saying a mumbling word. And guess what? He took that pain of punishment for us to give us a chance to have a right to be back with our Lord again. Jesus, oh God, what did he do for us? He died for us, for our sins. And you can read about it in Romans, the 5th chapter. He suffered for us. He took all the punishment. He bore our sins. He even offered himself for us. In Hebrews, you can read about that. God demonstrated how much he loved us and the things that he would do for us. And it wasn't easy. It was not easy. But he loved us, and he did that. They even made fun of Jesus. They put a robe on him and put this crown on his head. If you're the king, this is what you're going to look like. But God stayed with it. And Jesus, God, his Father, allowed his only Son to go through this punishment for us. So we should be so grateful that God loved us so much that he gave us another chance to be with our Lord and our Savior. He loved, that is that agape love, that surpasses all understanding. Oh, my God is a wonderful God. And we must take heed to what he has done for us. And you know what? God did all this for us, no matter how painful it was. And you know it was painful. But he did it because he loved us. And he wanted us to be back in friends with his Father. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the reason that we have a right this day to go back and be reconciled with our Father. And of all the good things that God has done for us, he still took the pain, and we were still out there doing the wrong things and sin, and he was still taking our punishment for us, for our sin. That's love. That's love. He came and he saved us. He gave us that right to be back with our Father. And he loved us so, and I'm sure his heart was really hurting when we were still clowning and doing wrong things, and he was still pleading to his Father, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Lord, give them another chance. And he gave us another chance. That's that agape love, that love that can take care of anything that comes along. God is love. And he loves us, and we love him. And my brothers and sisters, as we enter this holy time of the season, let us reflect back on God's love and how he loves us and what he did for us, and put that in our hearts, and let us work toward showing the kind of love that Jesus has shown through his crucifixion for us. He bore all of our sins. He offered himself. He is the Almighty God. No wonder there's so much going on in this world. Even though what's going on in this world now, God have already paid the price for the sins that we have done. So let us come together. Let us remember what God have done for us, and let us take it to heart. Let us study his word and just imagine how painful it was for him to do these things for us. And open up our hearts. Open up our forgiveness. Let us do what God would have us to do. He is an awesome God. He is the only one that could save us because we were all doomed. So in the name of Jesus, we are praying that we come together as a whole and remember Jesus is the reason that we are here today. Those soldiers that did all the flipping and stuff on him, they didn't know what they were doing, but he even saved some of them. He even brought their sin with this crown of thorns on his head, Jesus. Then he let them even nail his feet to the cross and nail his hands to the cross. Can you just imagine a big nail being nailed through your hands and through your feet and hanging on the cross, how painful that would be? Would we be able to stand that? God did. He did it for us. My sisters and brothers, let us look to God and set his word and place Jesus in our hearts that we will not sin against him. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ms. Mandy,
thank you.
Yes, he was raised up from the dead.
Yes, Lord.
He was raised up with our sins. He
yes.
raised up to life.
Oh,
he raised up through the walls of the tomb.
Yes.
He raised up past the guards.
Thank
he raised
Lord.
Up all through his invisible enemies.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Raised up to a position of authority over the entire universe.
Ooh,
he was raised up to be seated at the right hand of God.
Yes.
Jesus was raised up. He's alive today, and nothing can ever be the same again. Because Jesus found us in a hopeless, helpless state and offered up his hand at the cross, we can be welcomed into heaven. If we accept his offer and put our hands of faith in his, he will walk with us in hand, not only through the remainder of our journey, but through the gates of heaven that will be open wide for us. After the long journey of life, we are going to look up and see heaven. We are going to hear voices lifted in songs of praise. We are going to see the glory of God radiating from within, and we are going to long for home. We will be as welcome and accepted in the heaven as he is, solely because our relationship and our identification with him. Praise God. Jesus is the one and the only one who can make heaven available to the sinners, not only through the cross, but also through his resurrection. My Jesus is everything. Tonight, yes, was dedicated to our wonderful and loving Jesus, who is the Savior. And tonight, we hope that you will have a safe and enjoyable resurrection weekend. There's a special song that I want you to hear that will end our program tonight. We hope that you have enjoyed it, but enjoy the song that I'm about to play. And have a blessed and a wonderful resurrection weekend. And thank you, Ms. Mandy, for sharing and telling them how your Jesus loved you so much, loved us so much,
yes.
what he did and on the cross and suffered and did all the things for us, even though that we were sinners. He still loved us. Just like you said, he loved us so much. But I want you to hear how awesome. This song is called Awesome by Charles Jenkins. It is such a beautiful song. The end of our show, this song will tell you exactly how awesome Jesus is. Have a great one, and good night, and listen to this song.
Somebody lift your hand. We celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship.
worship song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice.
Be blessed and have a great weekend.
Thank you.